to no questions. I'm wondering how do they work when it's written down, if it's an email or a text.
Got to be concise. I put no oriented questions in texts and emails all the time, and that's the only thing I put in, nothing else. So it takes some practice to get used to it, and it's got to be shaved down. If you and my girlfriend Wendy is an accommodator, I'm sure you're aware of the three types: assertive, analyst, and accommodators. And Wendy finds a concise text to her, it feels very abrupt. So she wants to put, because she's not got the feedback of the person's face, tone of voice, none of that at the time. And so for her, it's a little bit frightening to put, "Have you given up on working with Black Swan Group?" and nothing else in a text or whatever it might be. But the short answer to your question is, as long as that's the only thing in the written communication, nothing else.
My question to you is, aside from empathy, as I mean, you say it's the most important thing. What would you say the next most important skill you guys would use when approaching someone?
Yeah, I think I'll share a quick thought, and then I'm curious to hear Chris's. But I think there's to not empathy is so much, by the way, not to that there's a great, and I'll give you some other stuff as well. But there's a great quote that I love, and I can't remember who said it. And I'm probably not even quoting it accurately, but it's, "Listening is so close to being loved that some people can't tell the difference," right? Because we're heard so little. However, to get to the point where someone wants to take the time to have you listen to them is maybe the other piece of what you do, which is like actually being interesting, right? So maybe I would add to that is, because if someone comes in and they're just curious and they're empathic and they're listening, and it's the first approach, you're like, they're just sucking out your life energy and taking a little bit. So it's sharing something authentic, meaningful. So I think being interesting would be the other
Okay.
piece of
All right, so
that.
give me an example, Neil. Give us an example.
Sure. I'm happy to give you an example. I mean, I can go back to okay, I'll give a great example. I'm working for Rolling Stone. I'm interviewing Britney Spears. Or I might have been the New York Times, but I'm having a tough time just connecting, and I want to sort of write, with the, we're in the room, and I'm sort of, it's just hard to connect and share the story. So I just think, you know what? What if I just throw out all these questions? It's clear that maybe she doesn't want to be here and she's being made to be here or something. So what if I just, instead of trying to take from her, try to give something interesting? And at the time, I would had spent some time like with these remote viewers who were doing like psychic spies for the CIA. And so I started asking about sort of psychic experience. I said, here's something cool I learned that's almost like a mind reading thing. And it was a really amazing, and she was like, "Oh my God, this is amazing. This is the best interview I've ever had." Made her day. We not only do we have end up having an incredible interview, a couple years later, I got a call, literally a couple years later, I got a call out of the blue, and it said Britney Spears wants to do a book. This was many years before she finally did a book separately, and she'd love to meet with you. So the point being is, I was listening, I was being empathic. I had to stop and actually give and offer something of meaning, value, interest to them in order to then be for something to open up. And by the way, it's funny. I think about that. I write because I can go back and edit. So that first question you asked about approaching people with empathy or negativity, I think you approach with curiosity. It's too
Ah.
soon for empathy. So sometimes you got me on the binary choice, right? But actually, I think you approach and you talk to somebody with curiosity, and it's a better way to begin, and then you can move in empathy.
Curiosity shows up across the board as a real superpower in almost all human communication and existence.
Yeah, it is. And I really think, I don't know if there's studies on it, but I feel like the people who I see who are, I mean, I really feel it's like my fire that keeps me connected. And the people who I see are, much older than 80. I just did a workout with a guy in his mid-70s. And he's just the most curious person ever. And I really think that it's this life force that keeps us connected. Maybe that's in the next book. Who knows? But it's so important.
Yeah, I agreed. It might be.